Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are going to have some beautiful weather starting on Halloween evening and then going into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and even Monday we'll stay in the 60s for high temperatures. However, we have to pay the price before then. Highs the day of 81, an 80% chance for showers, 70% chance tomorrow. That's Halloween, and they say the rain should be gone by trick-or-treat time. You're going to feel those winds turn around, and it's really going to feel like fall. And then Friday, we don't get out of the 50s. Highs of 59, and then lows 39 North Shore, 45 South Shore. I don't know if you've heard about the Durham investigation or not. Impeachment gets the headlines, but I think this is pretty important as well. John Malcolm, Senior Fellow and Director of the Meese Center for Judicial and Legal Studies, joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good to be with you.
Tell me about, for those that don't know, about the Durham investigation, and could this be like a Star Wars movie subtitled The White House Strikes Back?
Yeah, well, maybe. So John Durham is the United States Attorney for Connecticut, and he's been the U.S. Attorney for a very, very long time. I actually have no idea whether John Durham is a Republican or a Democrat. He served as U.S. Attorney during both administrations, and in fact, both Republican and Democratic attorneys general in the past have asked him to do special projects, like Eric Holder, for instance, asked him to investigate whether CIA officers intentionally destroyed videotapes of waterboarding. Here, John Durham has been asked by current Attorney General Bill Barr to conduct an investigation into the origins of what's referred to as Operation Crossfire Hurricane. That's the name that the FBI gave to the investigation against people in the Trump campaign for potential collusion with the Russians to interfere with our 2016 election. John Durham, it's been now widely reported that what was considered sort of an administrative matter that he was looking into has now turned into a full-blown criminal investigation, which will enable him to use a grand jury, issue subpoenas, compel the testimony of witnesses, and if he discovers that people either, you know, conducted this investigation without a proper predicate, or if they used extra legal means to spy on people, he may well end up bringing criminal charges. And so, you know, the Democrats have been calling Donald Trump, criticizing him because the president's referred to the Mueller probe as a witch hunt and saying that he's denigrating the people involved in an attempt to obstruct that investigation. The Democrats are now doing the same thing to John Durham and Bill Barr, saying that this is a perversion of justice and that they're just doing this to carry water for the White House. And so they're complaining in the same sorts of ways that Donald Trump was.
But you do want to know, just as the Russians, if the Russians got involved in manipulating the election, you'd certainly want to know if somebody, you know, if the calls are coming from inside the House, if you want to use that phrase, from somebody in the intelligence community or the law enforcement community, in case of the FBI, if they're trying to throw the election as well, right?
Look, if people were nervous about the fact that the Internal Revenue Service was weaponized against patriot groups by denying them their tax-exempt status, if people were scared by that, they should be petrified at the thought of the law enforcement and intelligence community working behind the scenes to manipulate the results of our most important election, our presidential election. If that happened, it should see the light of day, and it should never happen again. Now, it's going to be difficult to determine how much of this sees the light of day, since a lot of the information involved in this probe is going to be classified. I'm sure that the president and Attorney General Barr are going to err on the side of transparency, but there'll be a lot of sources and methods and you know, communications that were provided in confidence that are going to be involved in this probe. But yes, there is nothing more important than ensuring the integrity of our elections, just as we don't want illegal people voting, We certainly do not want the all-powerful intelligence community using the levers of their power to throw the election one way or the other.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back, and maybe we can take a step back and see how this is all related to the FISA orders, I guess. John Malcolm's our guest, sure. Senior Fellow, Director of the Meese Center for Judicial and Legal Studies for the Heritage Foundation. Time now for traffic on WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, perhaps what could be called the White House strikes back. And that doesn't mean in any way, and I don't mean to make it sound as though it's frivolous. There is a special, would you say, prosecutor, John Malcolm, Senior Fellow, Director of the Meese Center for Judicial and Legal Studies for the Heritage Foundation. What would he be?
No, he is just a regular prosecutor.
He's a
confirmed United States attorney. He was Senate confirmed to be the U.S. attorney in Connecticut. Hmm. He was appointed by Bill Barr to fill this role. But special counsels are given, you know, certain special privileges. You have to fire them only for cause.
Special counsel. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, he's not a special counsel. There is no longer an independent counsel. Bob Mueller was a special counsel. He's not a special counsel. He's just a U.S. attorney who has been designated for this very, very important purpose.
All right, now, before we went to, before we run out of time, let's talk about FISA warrants and let's talk about Christopher Steele dossier, et cetera.
Yep. So John Durham is certainly looking into that. You mentioned before, correctly so, that the Department of Justice's Inspector General Michael Horowitz has also been conducting an investigation into potential abuse of the FISA process. That's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, in which, among other things, the Steele dossier was used to justify getting a very powerful warrant against a presidential aide named Carter Page. He has now finish that report. He is DOJ's watchdog, so he will not be filing any charges, but he could recommend that the Department of Justice file charges. He has apparently finished his report. It is undergoing a review to prune out classified information so that a redacted version of the report can be released to the public. He has publicly stated that there will be very, very few redactions, so it should be available soon. And it has been reported by people who have seen drafts of this report that it will be quite clear once you read the report why John Durham's investigation has now turned into a full-fledged criminal probe.
So when we say criminal, what kind of crimes could have been committed?
Well, illegal wiretapping. Mm-hmm. All sorts of things. I mean, Bill Barr has said that the FBI and possibly other intelligence community components engaged in spying. And then he added, saying, look, I used to work for the CIA. To me, spying is not necessarily a pejorative word. Spying can be done for a proper purpose with a proper predicate, or it can be done for an illegal purpose with an improper predicate. And John Durham and Michael Horowitz are trying to get to the bottom of which of those two it is.
One question I always get, and it's from me as well, those of us that watch Law and Order, we always talk about fruit of the poison tree. Does this have anything to do with whatever evidence is available against the president if it was obtained through a warrant that should never have been issued?
Well, this isn't a criminal trial, so it's not like you're going to exclude evidence, but it is certainly going to make people view the president and his campaign with a lot more sympathy and probably make people view folks under the Obama administration, perhaps James Clapper, John Brennan, Jim Comey, a lot worse. I mean, if all of a sudden the allegations that somehow the Russians had dirt on Hillary Clinton and trying to connect people with the Trump campaign to various alleged Russians, if all of that was being done by people within the intelligence community of the Obama administration, people would look at this entire episode with a fresh set of eyes.
Boy, and then you'd have to wonder about how far it goes, who's complicit. Scary stuff, man, I'm telling you. Thank you, John. I appreciate your time.
Good to be with you.
I hope you come back. Thank you, sir, as the investigations continue. John, apparently in a hurry. We can take a break when we come back. Next half hour, we'll talk about now that the ISIS leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, is captured and killed. Well,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.